She used to be afraid. Maybe.
What about the negative of that? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she
never has been before.
If you had to used to be like that, the negative of that, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she
I think I would say she never has been before.
Okay.
She didn't used to be.
Does that sound awkward to you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a man who leaves a lot of money just lying around in plain sight with the doors unlocked? You'd say he's mighty. With his money.
Generous. I wouldn't think he was generous. No, frivolous.
He's not careful.
He's careless, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not thinking.
What about if you had a relative, maybe an old aunt? You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt so-and-so. It's just every now and then she acts kind of
senile.
Okay. Anything else?
Crazy.
Okay. Would you ever use, or have you ever heard people use the word queer in that sense?
Yeah, like I guess so. Yeah. If they're peculiar.
Mm-hmm. You would say
that she's peculiar or queer.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, does that word carry a different meaning? Would you say the meaning has changed?
I think so.
If somebody said so-and-so acts queer now, what would come to mind?
Probably a homosexual.
Homosexual, mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you use that as a noun, too? So-and-so's a queer?
Well, I suppose you would.
Okay. Could. To mean homosexual.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a person who just makes up his mind and refuses to change his mind no matter what? You say he's just mighty
stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard bullheaded or muleheaded?
Yeah. Stubborn as an ox.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Say a person who is... you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper. You'd say he sure is mighty.
My husband told me that I was that. I'm still not thinking.
Touchy. Something like
sensitive.
Okay. What about somebody like that? You might say, well, I was just joking with old so and so. I didn't know he'd get
upset with me, mad with me,
okay,
riled up.
Right. Or somebody who's like that, who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell, well, now just
settle down, calm down.
Or
keep quiet.
Okay. Say at the end of the day, if you've been working very hard all day, you might say that at the end of the day you're just very
tired.
What if it's an extreme case of it? I'm all
tuckered out, a bone tired,
right.
Dog tired.
Right. You ever hear people say they're just all
worn out. Uh-huh.
What about, say, if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick or took sick?
Okay. Or say if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, well, we'll get there
by and by, after a while.
Right, okay. Or if somebody got overheated and walked into an air-conditioned room and his eyes and nose started running, you might say, well, looks like he
has a cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if you ever, I say, if you don't watch out, you're going to
catch a cold. Take a cold.
And say if it affects your voice so that you sound like that. You say you're a little
hoarse.
Okay, and if you do that, you've got to
cough.
At the end of the day, if you're very tired, you might say, well,